I'm Shannon Moore, and this is Formation. Today, we'll be talking about ways to live out your faith during your workday. Join us. Hello, and welcome to Formation. My name is Shannon Moore. This is our weekly conversation from University Christian Church in Fort Worth, Texas, where we talk with people from a variety of walks of life about their background and their spiritual work, their spiritual formation. I'm really happy to have with us today the Director of College Ministry here at University Christian Church, Austin Schmidt. Hey, how you doing, Austin?
I'm doing pretty good. Glad to be here.
Glad. Thank you for being on today. How long have you been at UCC now?
I think it's been about a year and a half now.
Okay.
Yeah, September 2022 was when I started.
And as the Director of College Ministry, what sort of, how do you see that role? What's your main job?
Yeah, I see college ministry being a way that first, of course, I'm connecting and caring with college students, whether that be local students in DFW, certainly across the street at TCU, but also other universities that are in the metro. Supporting our students who are away, who grew up at UCC and now are going to school anywhere in the country or in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then like also just connecting with our congregation and finding ways to help support them as they parent college students or as maybe they want to be involved with different aspects of our ministry or maybe it's adopting a college student throughout a school year. So it's a really cool intersection of connecting and supporting college students and also connecting with our congregation and helping these two worlds kind of collide.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about how you might be connecting with the parents of college students as well. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Cool. I want to talk to you a little bit about just sort of your background as a Christian. Where did you grow up? Did you go to church? What was sort of your childhood faith like? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up in a town called Hutchinson, Kansas. It's about 6 hours from Fort Worth, not too far away. And so I grew up there with my parents, two brothers. We grew up with church being a regular part of our lives. We grew up going to a Mennonite church.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so there's lots of different like ways that Mennonite tradition can kind of be expressed. Our tradition was...
Because I think Amish...
For sure.
You know, and the horses and the...
Absolutely. And I think that's usually when I say that, a lot of people kind of go
yeah.
to like, that's just the impression they know.
Right.
And certainly there are those forms or types of Mennonite
yeah.
groups. For us, like it was pretty typical Protestant experience. Like we had cars, we had cell phones, we had electronics, all those things. And so our church was kind of more of just emphasizing peace and justice in the world. Those kind of being two bigger pieces of what was important to the community, but pretty typical like Protestant expression of faith.
So what worship look like? Like a typical Protestant worship service with music and preaching and...
Yep, all those things. Some worship band, a sermon shared.
Is there ordained clergy and sort of that kind of leadership?
Yeah, I don't remember there being a whole lot of emphasizing like ordination or mostly just seems knew everyone as Pastor Howard, Pastor Eric, that kind of thing. So
gotcha.
I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, it does. I'm curious. This was a small town, it sounds like.
Yeah, smaller than Fort Worth for
smaller
sure.
Smaller than Fort Worth. So were you like in school, were there a lot of people from your faith tradition or were you sort of the Lone Ranger as a Mennonite?
I would say probably I was definitely on one of the smaller ends of certainly there are other Christian groups, but there's actually like a fair number of Mennonite groups within Kansas and around Kansas, so I wasn't probably the only one, but definitely one of the few that belong to that tradition.
Okay, so you're growing up in Kansas, you're attending this Mennonite worship service, church. What stands out to you about that experience? Like, were there Sunday school teachers that really influenced you, or a certain pastor that really influenced you? What stands out about that experience in your childhood?
Yeah, I would say a couple of people come to mind as far as like kind of influences. Certainly, some of the pastoral staff, some Sunday school leaders, and also my parents, being people who each of those three just played a kind of a different role in like helping me just lay a foundation of what does it mean to be a person of faith in the world. And so definitely give me a lot of that biblical knowledge or faith development or those kinds of things, learning to pray, all those kind of just like essential parts of being a person of faith. So
yeah, I was going to ask about the biblical knowledge. Was that a good foundation? I mean, did you get a good biblical foundation? I think a lot of times in Protestant churches, that's where we have a failing, is yeah. that we don't know to know the Bible very well.
It was definitely preached and read and taught. I would say I had a average amount of retention and understanding of maybe what was happening and how that kind of played out. So like, I guess that's to say, for sure, the Bible is preached and taught. I feel that I have a decent understanding of Scripture, but kind of going on to later on in life, I come to realize like, maybe I didn't really either listen or retain a lot of what I heard, at least as much as I would have liked. So,
well, good. There's a quiz, a Bible quiz at the end of this interview. So,
shoot. Okay.
We'll see. I'm just joking.
I'll see what I can do.
So you grow up in Kansas. Then what happened? Where'd you go from there?
Yeah, I went to a small university called Friends University. It's in Wichita, Kansas. And that's where I spent my years in college.
Okay. Friends sounds Quaker.
It is. It's a small liberal arts school with Quaker heritage.
Okay.
And so they're initially founded as a university to train and equip Friends or Quakers. Mm-hmm. Those are synonymous terms. They mean the same thing, but yeah, train Friends pastors and missionaries, and then kind of just developed into university and opening other schools of study. So
that was a good experience?
Yeah, I had a really great experience there. Definitely grew a lot during my time at Friends as a person, as a follower of Christ. I started out kind of thinking I wanted to go to help people through the healthcare profession, and so I started out studying health sciences, and then kind of middle towards the later end of my journey in college realized like I still do like want to help people in a certain way, but I don't know that science and labs and needles and all these kinds of things are really my forte.
Yeah.
And kind of started to realize like, man, I really like have really enjoyed the opportunities I've had to serve in churches and go to camps and invest in other people spiritually. So kind of took a change of path. And so I finished studying.
Would you describe that as a call?
I would describe it as a call. Yeah, okay. There was definitely a period of discernment where I put all these pieces together, mm-hmm. And started to realize like, man, this is something I feel equipped for. I feel called to. I feel this is something I'm passionate about and I want to use my life to serve people in this way.
And did the Quaker experience, do you think that helped nudge you in that direction? Did you became a Quaker, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so kind of during this period of life, I just developed some friends who were a part of the Quaker church. And they, as I went to a new town looking for a church to belong to, just kind of went with my friends to church and started to realize, these Quakers are pretty similar to what I grew up with. And also
with
I really
the peace,
like
the justice,
yeah, peace,
right.
Justice. They added a couple other things like simplicity and other aspects of kind of their tradition, but
right.
Yeah,
there's
very
also
similar.
Different kinds of Quakers like Mennonites, because when I think Quaker, I think silence.
Yeah.
And no sort of worship service, just when someone feels led to speak, they're speaking. Was that the type of Quaker experience you had?
Certainly there's a whole spectrum of Quaker folks out there. I would say so very similar to like kind of contemporary worship service, sermon, that kind of thing. And then typically towards the end of the service, there would be a short section of silence for what they call open worship, where potentially it's just like 5 minutes of silence to reflect and to listen to God. But potentially in that space, there is a opportunity where maybe God is leading you to share a word with the congregation, something that isn't of your own desire to share. It's not from something that you wanted to initiate on your own, but that you felt the Spirit of God leading you to share and to admonish to others in the congregation. And so for some Quaker churches, you know, that's the whole hour of service is just
right.
That entire time of open worship.
Mm-hmm.
For ours, it was just kind of a short part towards the end of the service.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is something I've always wanted to know.
Okay.
Do Quakers get a special discount on oatmeal?
Shoot, man. I wish they did. I don't think so. Not that I know. That is a common misconception, though, about the Quaker man on the Quaker oats.
Yeah.
Like, typically, that's the first thing folks think about when they hear Quakers is because... But I don't think they actually had any connection or affiliation with Quakers. I think it was just initial part of their branding.
Just marketing.
Yeah.
That's disappointing. Well, we will be right back and find out what happened in Austin's journey right after this word from UCC. The members of University Christian Church have a message for you. You are valuable, worthy of love, and already part of what God is doing in the world. We invite you to join us Sunday mornings for worship. Traditional worship in our sanctuary at 9 and 11, simple worship in the chapel at 9:30, or visit our 10:10 service in Walker Hall. We are a church of open-minded people who value curiosity and recognize we don't have all the answers. We strive to be open and honest about where we are on our faith journey. We practice compassion and generosity. All are welcome at University Christian Church, where you can experience Christ's courageous love for yourself and learn to carry that love with you wherever you go. Discover more about our programs and upcoming events at universitychristian.org and stay connected by following us on social media. Well, we are back and continuing our conversation with Austin Schmidt. So you had grew up Mennonite, had a Quaker conversion, I guess is maybe a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
Yeah, so I actually finished at Friends University with a religion and philosophy degree and then a degree in Christian spiritual formation, a really cool program at the university that helps kind of combine a field of study and also what does it mean to be a follower of Jesus as a business person, as a nurse, as whatever it might
be. In everyday life. Yeah.
Yeah, so a really great program that shaped me a lot as a person, as a follower. And so yeah, as I kind of gained the sense of calling, I decided, like, I think seminary is the next step for me to kind of just continue to develop my understanding of scripture and also other aspects of being a ministry leader. So eventually I went to Princeton Seminary. I did a year of seminary in New Jersey and had a really great experience there. One of the just most diverse places I've ever been a part of as far as the whole spectrum of life and faith and people and backgrounds, and had a good time there. But during this time, I also was doing a long-distance dating with my now wife, Jenna, and realized I don't really like doing long-distance dating. It's not that fun. And so I took a year off of seminary. We got married and lived in Wichita, Kansas for a year. And I just worked at a bank.
The call of Kansas.
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful place. Yeah. I wanted to be back. Back on the plains. So then we decided to finish my seminary degree on the West Coast at Azusa Pacific Seminary in Los Angeles area. And so we were there for about 2 years finishing a divinity degree, and Jenna was working with a nonprofit there to equip churches with just different mission and service opportunities in downtown Los Angeles, which was really cool. And then kind of, during that time away was discerning that I kind of really want to be a part of college ministry. I've had a started seminary, as you might have heard from going to Princeton, thinking I wanted to kind of do something more academic. Great place to do that, but not necessarily a place that I felt was good for kind of developing my college ministry student oriented goals.
So that sounds like a call also.
Yeah, a call within a call.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm curious, especially one of the things that you talked about earlier was this intersection of faith with everyday life and your career. Can you talk a little bit about what that looks like for you, or give us some tips or practices that we might be able to incorporate into our everyday lives and our careers?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is one that I kind of really started developing in our time in LA, and have kind of really recently picked back up as Jen and I have moved to different part of Fort Worth in the last couple months. But it's the practice of the daily commute and a prayer during a time of commute to work. And so
Don't close your eyes.
Don't try to close your eyes. It's not advised during driving to close our eyes or to, silently pray with our eyes closed. Don't do that. Not good.
Okay.
Not safe. But yeah, just on my way to work, I just start out with some time of silence and time of just praying, connecting with God. If I haven't already done so that morning, like that's a great place where, you know, you're just sitting in your car, you're driving to work, and if you're able to just kind of sit in a time of prayer, that's been really helpful.
Yeah, I had
helpful.
A friend in college who told me she had like a 20-minute commute to school, and she, I remember she told me that she didn't listen to the radio on the way to school because she said, if I can't give the Lord that 20 minutes at the beginning of my day, then, you know, I don't remember what the rest of that, what came after the comma, but she wanted to give God that 20 minutes. So that's I like that. It's a really practical way to connect with God on something that you're doing anyway.
Yeah. Everybody's got to drive to work, a walk to work, a bike to work, and that's
spiritual multitasking in a way.
It is a little bit.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's sprinkled in with maybe there's a worship song I'm playing or a podcast that's giving me some scripture or meditation thoughts. But just kind of using that initial start of my day to kind of get on a foundation of, I want to be connected with God today. I want to, as I go forward, just kind of looking ahead at the day with God.
Yeah.
Is a practice I've been practicing a lot recently.
Any other ways to live out your faith at work? Well, you work at a church.
But I do work at a church.
People who don't work at a church.
I do work at a church. And that's, you know, I think that can be sometimes a perception that's had is like, oh, if you work at a church, then you're just naturally already connected with God and worshiping God. And I'll say, at least for me, that's still something I have to work at and to be intentional about, in the same way that
others... Yeah, I was going to talk to you about that.
Yeah, I know. We need to talk about that. but I have this icon that's an icon of Jesus. Some Christian traditions emphasize kind of physical representations of God or aspects of biblical stories, and it just kind of sits right above my desk. And so as I'm going about my day, when I get up from my desk or down from my desk, that's kind of something that I'm just fixing my eyes on. And it's not necessarily a prayer that goes with it for me or anything like that, but it's just a physical reminder of kind of what's my eyes focusing on for the day and what really matters. So.
Yeah, during COVID, one of our church members cross-stitched a picture of Jesus and gave it to me. And had it framed. It's really cool, and I have it in my office, and it's sitting on the floor. And people think that I just have not hung it yet, but it's between the two chairs. You know, when I meet with people, I'm facing people, and then that picture of Jesus is right there in my eyesight, so that I can remember that when I'm meeting with these people, that Jesus is there too.
That's awesome.
And so I appreciate this, you know, the icon that you have as sort of a visual reminder of Christ's presence and throughout your workday.
Yeah. Maybe I need to get a couple there. I'll put one by the door frame, one by the chair, one by my desk.
And if you don't hang it on the wall, just tell people it's because of spiritual practice.
There you go. It's a great fallback.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, there's a lot more that we could talk about, but thanks for sharing your story with us, and so glad that you're here at UCC, and hope that the college ministry just continues to grow and thrive under your leadership, and appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here, and excited that I'm at UCC. It's been a really great start. I'm excited for the future ahead.
Awesome. Well, we will see you next time. Until then, have a great week.